polite expression, I guess you'd call it. Of course, I don't think there's any politeness that's damn done, but then it's you and say, and then, in other words, and the women talk about having their dogs neutered.
Yeah. You ever heard people say, cut? Yeah. Cut the hog?
Mm-hmm. That's a common expression on my farm.
Mm-hmm. What do you call these stiff hairs on a hog's back?
Bristle.
And you know, some of them have these long teeth.
They call them tusks.
You ever heard farmers call them tushes?
No. They're probably dead, but I never heard.
When they're feeding their hogs, the thing that they poured the feed in?
The hog trough.
If you had more than one, you'd have to fill up several.
Yeah, several hog troughs. Of course, they used to make them in a V-shape and put some across the end of it. You know, of course, now they have the modern zinc hog feeders. But then in the earlier days, they made their own bins, or what they call a hog trough.
Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Well, now they say that there's such thing as a razorback hog in Arkansas, but now that's a misnomer. There's no razorback hogs. I don't think there ever was. That's just a fictitious thing.
Mm-hmm.
They might have been wild hogs, all right. In fact, I think there's a farm down in South Arkansas where people come and hunt wild hogs.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was up in Illinois or Indiana or someplace, and we filled up a car with gas. And he said, well, I see you're from Arkansas. I said, did you ever see an Arkansas razorback? And I said, did you ever see one? Oh, yes, there's lots of them down there in South Arkansas. We go down there and hunt them. I said, buddy, there's no such thing as a razorback. Oh, gosh, it's wild hogs.
Yeah.
Of course, that's a razorback football game. They murdered me. I said, there wasn't anything. Well, there's such thing as a razorback.
I wonder how they came up with that term.
Really? I guess it's, I don't know. That term originated a long time ago in Arkansas, the first farm,
mm-hmm.
along with Arkansas, the old Arkansas Traveler song, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But they had wild hogs, but there's no such thing as a special breed of razorback. Of course, you know, someone wrote a book, one of them said the razorbacks in Arkansas, it's so muddy, rainy, they had mud balls on their tails that pulled their eyes shut. Get open. And some of the slow train through Arkansas, or some of Opie Reeds, or somebody's yarns on Arkansas.
Well, get back to animals, or cows specifically. How would you describe the sound made by a calf when it's being weaned? You'd say, listen.
Well, we'd say the ball, the calf ball.
Mm-hmm. Would you say the same thing for a cow that is when it's being
out just because that cow moves.
Mm-hmm. What about a horse? The noise it makes.
A horse would neigh.
Would neigh. Or say if you had animals, feathered animals like chickens and ducks and geese, guineas. You'd say you had a lot of.
Had a flock of chickens. I don't know what they call guineas.
Is there any comprehensive term that would cover them all? You'd say you had a lot of around the farm, a lot of.
Not that I know of. I just say chicken flock.
Would you say just fowl? Would that serve for all of them?
Well, a fowl would cover a goose or a duck or getting or
in other words,
partridge or
could you? In other words, would it be the equivalent of using the word stock for your cows and all
I never
that.
Heard it used that way. They'd refer to them as flock of chickens, or I had a drove of ducks.
Yeah.
And I've never been around guineas. I've heard them.
Yeah.
I've been around.
Yeah.
I don't know how they'd refer to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd refer to them as nuisance.